Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
Typical stadium fare is beer, nachos, hot dogs, and peanuts, but not if you're a VIP Patriot fan on vacation in the Caribbean. For a few thousand dollars, you can travel the high seas with all-pro tight end Rob Gronkowski and eat the gourmet cuisine of three-star Michelin chef Sean Janikowski in a little episode we like to call Cordon Red, White, and Blue.
I'm just putting on sunscreen. I'm very sensitive to the sun. Oh, I gotta get my face. All right, where is this kitchen at? It's a big island.
Man. I wish that we lived on Gronk Island. I mean, this is like paradise. Look around.
I know. I didn't think an NFL player could afford an island. This is gorgeous.
Do you think he owns it all year round or just like rents it?
I don't know. I mean, Gronk, probably knowing Gronk, he's like Brando. He could do what he wants. He's like king of his world.
He is like our modern Brando.
He is.
He's like Brando 2016.
He does what he wants. Scores touchdowns when he pleases.
Thanks for carrying the other side of this cooler. It's easier than carrying myself.
We're bringing a cooler. We're going to probably get fed by this guy, Janikowski. Well, yeah,
you know, I don't want to get dehydrated.
Okay. Does this look like a kitchen? Hi.
Yes, yes, come in. Okay, I need these eclairs at the foretop. Run, chop, chop.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Matt Walsh from UCB Sports and Leisure.
Hi. I'm Scott. Hi, Scott Armstrong.
Matt, Scott.
Yeah,
just
nice
got
to
off
meet
a
you.
Seaplane. Yeah. This is lovely. You are, again?
Sean Janikowski.
Sean Janikowski.
Sean Janikowski.
So okay. You're the man we're trying to, you're the man we're looking for.
Yeah, I'm the chef.
You're the official chef for the yeah. Gronk Cruise.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, wow, this kitchen is vast. What are you making?
Well, I'm making a series of rhubarb eclairs, followed by some coq au vin, pine-scented gnocchi, and then...
That's spelled with a G, right?
Yes.
Gnocchi. Yeah.
Gnocchi, yes.
G-N-O-C-H-I, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's two C's.
Two C's? Gnocchi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is for, what is it, 500 people you're feeding?
Yeah, yeah, close to 500 people out on the island.
All football Gronk fans, right?
Yeah.
And how did you come up with this menu? Like,
well, actually, I in the middle of this menu, and Gronk just came in, and we're changing it around.
Oh, no, what?
Yeah, he wants nachos.
He wants nachos.
Yeah. So we're taking this food. Or I guess we're going to give it to the poor. I'm not too sure what to do with the
even
gnocchi.
Even gnocchi? How do you say it?
Pine-scented gnocchi.
It's a pine-scented gnocchi.
You need to give that to the poor?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
even
think they would appreciate that. I mean, it's like, well, I don't want to say that. Poor people like good food, but it seems like you shouldn't just be dumping. I don't understand why he doesn't. Why
he's not dumping it. He's going to give it to the poor.
Giving it.
I guess if you're hungry, yeah.
Yeah, I made it for the cruise. This is fine dining. I'm a Michelin star chef. I made some of the best food I could possibly make.
And Gronk just came in and said, scratch the coq au vin, scratch the gnocchi.
Yeah.
Just nachos.
Yeah, he wants nachos, jerk chicken, but he was snickering when he said that, so I'm not too sure if he knows what that is.
He just thinks it's funny to say jerk chicken. Is that what you mean?
I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So you can roll with that? Like somebody can just say, I need nachos for 500 and jerk chicken for 500?
I have to improvise. I have to go back into the cooler, see what I got.
Wow.
Mix it up. Do what I can.
Well, we're happy to help. Jesus,
yeah.
That's a
nightmare. Oh, are you here to help?
Well, I mean,
I'm not here to help. I was just here to interview him, you know what I mean?
You can interview. I'll help.
Okay.
If you could just open those bags of nacho chips.
Sure.
That would be great.
Matt studied in France how to bake a pie. What was it you bought? You baked a pie. What else did you learn how to do in France?
Meringues. I studied meringues.
You know meringue technology?
Sommelier. I'm an unofficial sommelier.
Are you an unofficial sommelier?
Yeah. Wow, there's a lot of... Just put them on these big sheets.
Yeah, just put them on these sheets, yeah.
I need bags of cheese, right?
Yeah, right behind you are the bags of cheese.
Okay. Matt, if you grab that gun over there, you can fill the eclairs up.
Oh. Do you still... Are they still going to eat the eclairs?
Ooh, listen to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great.
This is fun.
That's a rhubarb eclairs, yeah. I'm a chef. I like to make good food. You know, I had the whole menu planned. You know, I feel, you know, he should have told me this ahead of time.
Your customers are usually like, they're like wasted, right?
Yeah. I didn't know. A lot of the modern chefs are working in multiple restaurants.
Uh-huh.
We're opening restaurants everywhere. And one of the last bastions is cruise ship dining. So I thought I would branch out, and I thought I was doing that with Gronk, that I was going to maybe open my own restaurant here.
Is it frustrating? I guess is my question. And when someone like Gronk, you know, does a bunch of beer bongs, smokes a bunch of weed, and brings his friends in and like starts like kind of doing a bunch of monkey business in your kitchen and wrestling and
you know what?
And making fun of your stuff.
Yeah, I was frustrated.
Uh-huh.
I was frustrated. You know, I came into this, you know, expecting fine dining, and I guess I should be upset about it, but there's something to be said about the American nacho. The chicken wing.
Cheese is melted. I need cans of chili to throw on top.
Just right behind Scott there, you'll see there's a chili cauldron.
Right. I feel like you're kind of talking yourself into like how happy you are about making the chili.
Yeah, I'm making a lot of money.
Okay. But he should at least eat your food.
But did you look at the list of events before you signed on? Like, obviously, they have a wet jersey contest.
Yeah. Right?
There's a punt, pass, and kick. Did you really think, like, gnocchi and
naked shuffleboard?
Naked shuffleboard.
I see where I might have made a mistake. I see that maybe I was kind of pushing the cuisine level a little higher than it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought maybe they would come to me. It's...
I have an idea just to help.
They're ready to go. Let's move them, move them, move them.
Matt, really,
thank you,
Matt. Really
thank you very much. Yeah. I was
an expediter over in...
That cart is really squeaky, by the way. You gotta oil that wheel.
Yeah, well, they don't have enough oil here.
Here's the thing. You know, maybe if you bring the food to people when they're in the middle of their Gronk cruise activity.
Yeah.
So during the wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah.
Try and provide the food. Well,
I was trying to not interfere with the wet t-shirt contest, but figuring afterwards they would like to go eat.
Yeah.
But Gronk wants all our eating to be eating contests. Everything we do is a contest.
So they eat as many hot dogs as you can or whatever?
Yeah. Eat as many hot dogs as you can, jalapeno poppers. I made Chateaubriand for the entire cruise.
So it's like a Chateaubriand eating contest.
And they turned it into a Chateaubriand eating contest. Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's a lot of Chateaubriand. That was a lot.
Maybe like you can keep the competitive thing.
Is that a Bernays sauce you put on that, or what do you put on
it? I use a pepper Bernays sauce.
Pepper Bernays.
Yeah, with slightly dusted.
These people are wasted, Matt. No one's going to care.
Mm.
And some sour cream.
No, I know. He's an artist. And then
I know, but like,
swilling
isn't it
down,
sad? Like just these like crazy sunburned chicks just like gnawing on it like with their hands.
What's up with all this wine? Like, what are you going to pair the nachos with now?
Well, that's the other thing. I did bring a lot of my own wine because, you know, as a professional amateur sommelier,
mm-hmm.
you always bring your own wine with you.
Yeah.
And Sonoma Valley is synonymous with Sonoma wine.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful wines there.
Mm-hmm.
But
then he's just going to want to do a keg stand.
Natty Light.
Natty Light?
Natty Light. Everything is Natty
Light. Oh, that's
light.
The worst kind of – that's headache city.
Yeah.
Maybe
Natty Light with the nachos?
Yeah, and the jalapeno poppers. Oh, we had those.
Get the poppers going. Are they
like,
frying?
Look at
the
fryer?
Yeah. It's over by the fryer. Do you mind, Matt?
I don't mind. I'll stuff them. I just got to get gloves because if you touch your eyes with jalapeno oil, you blind yourself.
Very smart. Very smart.
Man, I feel like you're focusing more on the
I love being
prep.
In the kitchen.
I know, but like we're supposed to be interviewing together. You know,
I'm both getting paid.
I also got 6 orders of potato skins. If you could get on those, that would be great.
Sure, no problem.
You know what? I'll fill up some of these eclairs. Hold on a second.
Thank you so much.
Pastry bag. Can I use this pastry bag?
Yeah.
Heads up, filling some eclairs here.
These are potato skins. Double baked, but now they're tater skins.
Oh, thank you. That's really, you're really doing, you are ruthlessly efficient, Matt. Thank you so much for doing this.
I love it.
Maybe we include, like, maybe I could take these eclairs and include the competition part that Gronk loves and maybe put it to the at the top of, like, you know, like the REI climbing wall on the top floor.
Oh.
Get
to the top of the wall.
Have you seen the climate? Yeah, get to the top of the wall.
Yeah.
You get to eat, like, an eclair and, like, maybe a jello
oysters.
Shot. Oysters at the top.
Oysters at the top of a climbing wall. I'm just pitching. You're the chef.
Or like, or you know, instead of like pouring hard liquor in the hot girl's belly button and sucking her belly button, you put like, risotto.
Guys, I wish I had you at the beginning of the cruise. This would have been great.
Well,
Thank
we have
so
time.
Much.
How much time is left? We got
I'm
6
here.
Hours?
Yeah, we got
do
about
this.
6 hours.
Come on.
All right, let's get these
tater skins and that natty light won't drink itself.
Give me these eclairs over here. Eclair filler.
Get it out.
I think we got enough eclairs. We got a lot of eclairs.
I love the sound
of
that eclair gun.
Yeah, we got a lot of eclairs, though, but that's good.
Did you ever ask Gronkowski why he hired you?
You know what? My last name's Janikowski.
Yeah.
And my first name is Sean, and I guess he saw on the list S. Janikowski.
Which is the kicker, right?
Sebastian Janikowski kicker.
Yeah.
Oh,
great kicker.
He hired you because he thought that dude parties hard.
Yeah, he kept calling me the puffy kicker, and I was like, I'm not a puffy kicker. I don't know what you're
You know what? Gronk probably just wanted to pick on him because football players always pick on the kicker. Maybe he just needed a little knucklehead to
yeah. You know, he hired Kaepernick.
To come out to the cruise?
On the cruise,
To do what?
He's kind of like a towel boy. He works around the
Kaepernick
pool.
Would never go for that, would he?
For Gronk? People worship Gronk. All the NFL athletes.
I was amazed.
Plus, it's a lot of money, too.
I thought he paid for the cruise, but he was working the cruise. Mm. So,
wow.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Colin.
Hey, what's up? I'm sorry. I was looking for the locker room.
Oh, we're in the kitchen.
Towels.
I assume the locker
door. Okay, see you guys later.
Yeah.
You missed it, Scott.
What?
Kaepernick was here.
Oh, I was just filling the eclairs with the eclair
gun. He's just so awkward. He's lost all the time.
He had a tough year last year.
He's had a tough year.
This is a good spot.
I don't even
for
think
him.
He knows he's not on the boat right now, even that we're on the island.
You know what I bet? I bet the other entertainers on the cruise that Gronk has hired might appreciate your cooking, you know? Like, I know Florida's on the trip. Florida's on the trip.
Like, and he loves good cuisine.
Uh-huh. Is Belichick here?
No. I wouldn't think
Belichick would go on a Gronk cruise.
Are there any intellectuals who come to this event? Like anybody that could appreciate your skills?
There's a couple professors, I guess Boston professors, that are here.
Really?
I guess they're all Pats fans.
Yeah. Oh, right.
You know, you can tell because they've got the patches on their...
Elbows?
On their elbows. Mm-hmm. Elbow patches.
You know, like Gronk wears or what?
No, like professors with the coats. The plaid jackets.
It's a texture thing. I got it.
Yeah. They're all smoking pipes around the pool.
Now,
too.
Do you get a room on the cruise? Do you get like a VIP room with a view where you cruise around the different islands?
I thought I would. Yeah.
Because the good thing about that is you can cruise around you at least get to see the Caribbean and everything.
Yeah, I really haven't stopped cooking. I've been constantly producing food.
Like, but you're on the ship, though.
On a ship.
Yeah.
But you...
It's all right, you know. I mean, it's work. I'm getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't complain too much. But since everything is an eating contest, you have to basically make three times as much.
You know, barfed on the two trays of nachos. Gronk sent them back.
I'll clean it up. Hold on a second. Okay. Give me a second.
No, we can't. You got to cook something else.
You got to throw that out.
You got to throw that out. You can't reuse that. No, Scott.
You don't clean vomit off the...
This looks pretty good. What do you think? I'll just throw it back here in this pile of clean stuff.
Okay, I didn't see that.
You gonna serve barfed nachos?
Huh?
I guess that if it's an eating contest, they won't.
Is there a theme? Like, I'm looking at these signs up above the door. Is there like these are themes for the Gronk cruise? Like words to live by and like what am I seeing here? Let's see.
Motivational phrases.
Yeah.
Well, hustle makes it happen. Is his favorite. He constantly says that all the time.
Yeah. Fail to prepare and prepare to fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gainful, painful, which I don't think is a real phrase.
Gainful, painful, that's the way you live?
I don't mean to downplay this. Like I said, I am getting a lot of money. I mean, it's well worth it. I do have a few problems with the they like to play this game, him and his buddies, his brothers, and all the other athletes. They play a game called a butthole tag. Have you ever played that?
No.
Ugh.
No.
It's a football thing. You know where you tap
Sounds
each
like
other
a butthole
on the butt?
Thing.
Tap each other on the butt.
Yeah, so it's like a slap on the ass, but as you're slapping them on the ass, you get your index finger into the butthole.
And through the clothes.
This is a cruise event?
Yeah. So if
From outside the pants, though.
Yeah, from outside the pants.
Okay.
So like as I'm
cooking.
It's
kind of like a poke.
Yeah. They call it butthole tag.
So they're kind of like goosing you while you're working?
Yeah. I'm in the middle of, making a creme brulee or something like that, and I'll hear a loud butthole tag, poof, right in there.
Oh.
So are you it right now? Like you've been tagged and now you got to tag someone else?
Yes.
I'm not playing.
Well, that's not how it works.
No tag backs.
I'm not playing. You guys just get to work. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Okay. It's weird. It feels offensive. It feels offensive a little bit at times.
So what do you cook? I see there's a butthole tag tournament on the final night. What are you going to cook? Or what do you pair with?
I think a lot of stuff, food on a stick.
Food on a stick. Yeah. So like the jerk chicken.
Jerk on a stick. We're going to do jerk sticks.
Jerk sticks.
We're going to do popper sticks. Nacho sticks.
Nachos on a stick?
Yeah. Well, it's like a skewer, and it's like each one.
Crispy. Well, that's a challenge.
I think I can make it beautiful. I think if I, you know, make each triangular chip on there at different little levels, it looks like multi-dimensional chess or something.
Maybe jello shots on a stick?
Yeah, we'll do jello shots on a stick. Corn dogs, obviously, on a stick.
Oh, that's a hit. Yeah.
Unfortunately, like I said, I made a lot of Chateaubriand, so I'm going to have to repurpose a lot of this gnocchi on a stick.
Maybe a Chateaubriand like popsicles if you freeze it on a stick.
Or just jerky, turn it into jerky, air dry it and pepper it and make it jerky.
That's a good idea. You should be a chef.
I know. I love
it. You should do this.
Matt, don't go for it.
I could
get
stuck.
Do this.
Don't quit your
You're in the trenches. I see so many in the trenches.
No,
I'm like,
you say you're
got your back.
Amateur sommelier. What do you think of my wine over here?
Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah.
You look at this one. What was?
Oh,
what?
I'm a big Malbec fan. Love
you like Malbec?
Don't drink too much, Matt. Don't drink too much.
Just have a little.
We're working on it.
Just have a little. Why don't you go up there and reach that Malbec for you?
Thank you.
Get that.
Matt, careful. Let me hold the ladder.
Butthole tag.
Oh, you
You know what? That is fun.
That is good sport.
That is kind of fun.
That is good sport. Watch it, Scott. Butthole. Got him. This is fun.
God damn it. That hurt, man.
You know what?
Sorry.
Why would you do that?
I had my oyster shucking glove on. I'm sorry.
That's not fun at all.
I was getting the oysters ready for the rock climbing wall.
Do you allow, like, cowboy fans on the boat, or is it only, like, Patriots fans? Like, any enemies of the state allowed to, like, go under and all in good fun, have a good time?
Two Jets fans did get tossed over.
Tossed over?
Yeah.
Oh, on the boat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they got tossed over. As the ship was leaving port in Miami.
Get these oysters to the rock climbing wall. Stat!
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing how quickly you shuck those oysters.
I'm good. I did about two bags.
This is your job.
And just to give people at home a little insight, Matt is yelling at girls that are wearing Patriots jerseys, and then like kind of like hot pant cutoffs, kind of football pants.
It's like a Hooters outfit is what I would
say. Basically.
Or a tilted kilt sort of thing.
And Matt's just screaming at their faces.
They're called Gronk chicks.
Gronk chicks. Would something like this hurt your reputation? Obviously, you're going to go back to Sonoma, and this will be a big public.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm worried about it.
We have a lot of reach. This will be a big
story. Yeah, this podcast will destroy your reputation.
It does? Really?
Well,
not really, but it's just the truth.
We have tastemakers who listen to UCB Sports and Leisure, some of the most influential, successful people in politics, Silicon Valley types.
Oh, you know, really?
Investment bankers. But, I mean, your name now is associated with the Gronk Cruise.
Silicon Valley fans.
Yeah.
Silicon Valley fans. Great show. Mm-hmm. Strong season this year.
Really good season. Right. Really good.
Yeah, that's Zach Woods' kid.
Like where it's going.
Kumail. Yeah.
Smart kid.
Matt just always pushes his lead-in, right? That's your lead-in on Veep?
I'm HBO family strong. Yeah. I don't think there's a bad show on HBO.
Yeah.
Showtime's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Dice show. That's a good show.
That's a good show. Sure.
Are you affiliated with that? Oh, that's your show.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, is there anything else we can do?
I mean, the keg stand right here. Like, do you recommend that you pair like a keg stand with like a meal, or like a Jello shot with a meal, or say like, you know?
Well, a lot of the food that I'm serving. In fact, the next round, if you guys want to really help, is vodka or alcohol infused.
Oh, so there's alcohol in the food?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So,
Matt,
if you don't
mind.
Did you
do that in Paris?
I've got 16 watermelons behind you.
Oh, you got hypodermic needles?
Yes, I do. Right next to you.
Dunsky.
Thank you so much. If you could just inject
those.
Listen
to the sound of that go into the watermelon. It's like. You're using the same gun as the Eclair gun.
It's pretty much a smaller version. Yeah. It just goes in.
It seems like the same exact size.
Yeah, yeah.
Based on the sound.
Oh, my God. Gronk's coming.
What's up, Sean?
What's up? Hey, Gronk, how you doing?
Hey, Gronk.
Hey.
Hit this with my car. Cook it.
What?
Oh.
Was that a boar?
I think it's a boar. It's a wild island boar.
Gronk
Island
boar? I
actually can cook. This is actually a great thing to cook. This is amazing. Yeah. Island boar?
He probably just wants you to fry it into boar nuggets, though, which is really sad.
You know what I've been doing? I've been secretly making this food really good and then just gussying it up with crappy stuff on top.
They're out of Natty Light.
What?
You missed it. Gronk came in here.
Shit.
Gronkowski was here when you were out looking at the
Natty
Light.
Are you kidding
me? No.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys, you didn't see
him. I butthole tagged him.
Oh.
You wouldn't
believe
it.
They're getting really ornery. We got to get some.
Get the good, get the Margot. Just give them booze.
Okay.
Dude, they're really going to like upset. Knock down this door.
Well, it's just send, did you just put out
the
watermelons?
The watermelons are out there.
They're already 60, out there?
60 okay. injected watermelons.
Well, I'm supposed to infuse some alcohol in a Twinkie.
What's the boar for? Can we put alcohol in the boar?
Sure. I have some cognac. We'll take some of the Malbec.
Even Natty Light. Cognac's sure like so expensive, isn't it? Like
maybe we could do this. So is butthole closed.
Okay.
Pour some Granddad whiskey in the belly.
Like oh, I just
15 gallons.
Got you, okay.
And then put an apple in the mouth.
Yeah.
Then we spit it, and it'll be like whiskey cooked beef.
Why aren't you working as a bacon. Chef, Matt? I don't understand this. This is amazing. How did that come to... So, just a whole bunch of Granddad whiskey inside a board?
They want whiskey. They're out
okay.
of...
Okay, all right.
I'm coming with the liquor.
All right, they all right.
Matt, I feel like you have a better feel for what these people are looking for. I feel like Sean yeah. is just... The whole time is cooking for
and I'll
fancy
inject
people
the
on
quarters.
Park Avenue.
We'll inject the meat with whiskey and vodka. Mm-hmm. And Everclear? You got any Everclear?
Yeah, but I use that to clean the engines.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I got an idea. What about we catapult some of this vodka fruit just to make it crazy up there on the boat?
Do it.
Okay.
The boat's docked right outside.
Yeah, it's right next door.
I don't know if we have a catapult. I'm going to say that would be cool.
Oh, Gronk has a catapult.
Gronk would laugh. He does?
Yeah. It's one of those elastic rubber band catapults.
For vertically challenged people?
Yeah.
Launches
yeah.
them onto the...
Yeah.
Onto
do they launch people?
Well, he expected some little people to be on the cruise, but apparently...
Well, there's a throwing contest.
Yeah, the booking agent did not book the little people, and they threw the booking agent overboard.
And the Jets...
That's probably why he wanted the kicker to come.
Yeah, yeah, I guess maybe if I was here, if you thought I was Sebastian Jones, I don't know.
Well, is this boar ready to go?
Yeah, it's ready. It's ready.
Man,
it's pretty raw.
Yeah.
It's tartar?
Say it's tartar. Just say it's tartar.
All right,
just,
man, be careful.
You know what
the title
do?
Of this?
Huh?
Tell me the title because I'm going to wheel it out of this
It's
cart.
Called Woo Pig Suey, and as soon as you say that, I want you to punch the stomach as hard as you can. I want you to have a lighter in front of its snout, and as the liquor comes out, it'll flame out.
Like a dragon.
And what are you going to say?
Woo Pig Suey.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Man, I don't know if that was a good idea, like, to combine, like, alcohol and flames.
I don't know what I'm doing
and fire.
Anymore, Scott.
I know. You're trying to, you've lost
I'm
your soul.
Trying.
You've lost your wakes. You're trying to,
you see how
you're trying
quickly
to please
I have
everybody.
To get food out there? Usually it takes hours to prepare.
Just be yourself. Do what you do. Quit trying to please everybody else. You're, like, way off. You're just off the rails. I mean, look, this boar meal you just cooked seems dangerous. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah. What happened?
That ship blew up.
It blew up?
That blew up. I think people got hurt. We got to go.
I
that didn't is not a controlled substance. I don't know. I don't know how it was supposed to squirt out.
No,
it
just, we mixed too many different liquors.
It ignited. I'm going to get...
You did a Gronk boar bomb?
It exploded. People got hurt, man. That's a concussive blow just went off.
Is Waka Flocka out there?
Yeah, he's his
guys.
His Gronk's rhinestone suit.
Everybody hide.
What the fuck? Who blew up the pig? Fuck, that was awesome. Do that again.
Oh, hey, Gronk. What? Sorry, I was just tying my shoe behind
pig.
There.
You want another pig bomb?
Pig bomb. Yeah.
I don't. Okay.
So funny.
Is your wife? Is your wife okay, Gronk?
I dig you, man. You're all right.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Yeah,
I'm getting on the seaplane. I don't know about you guys.
We should probably. Gronkowski's coming again. Everybody hide.
Fuck yourself, everyone. Hey, where are you, Chefy? Hey.
I'm here, Gronk. I'm here.
What's up?
I'm sorry, Scott. I have to stay here for this.
Gronk,
I have to
tug
stay
of war
here.
Nacho fight.
Yeah, this is a challenge. Don't you understand? I hated this at first, but this is what I want. I want to do a tug-of-war nacho challenge. No one else has done that.
I need, like, a mud pit of nacho.
Yes, nacho cheese mud pit.
I
yes.
I want the rope to be edible.
Edible.
You figure that out.
I can tortilla the roll. I'll roll a tortilla.
Great, and then we just pull it back and forth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great job. And we're out of Natty Light. I don't know what these Bahamians drink, but we need it.
I'll find you some Natty Light.
Gronk, how's your cardio?
Fuck off, man. I'm on vacation.
Okay, sorry.
Who are you, Belichick? You Robert Kraft? Don't tell me what to fucking do.
I just asked.
Body.
That's why
I'm
Belichick
a journalist.
Isn't here.
I'm a journalist.
You look great. This. You look
Whoa.
Pumped. You're ripped.
Yeah.
You're ripped.
I got icicles on my chest. I was in a deep freeze doing push-ups.
You have a chicken wing stuck on your back.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, Gronk. Gronk, I know you're not a huge fan of delicacies, but just try this gnocchi. Just try it.
Whatever. Yeah, give me a million more.
Oh,
really?
I mean, what do I do with that? I want a competitive eating contest. That's like a puffball. That's like a Cheeto.
What if I load them into a paintball gun?
I like it.
And we shoot each other in the mouth.
I like that, yeah.
You've lost your way. This is not what eating is about for you. This is not why you got into
this. Food is danger. Danger is art. Art is love. I love food and danger. I belong with Gronk.
You've lost your mind.
I serve Gronk.
Come on. No. Come on, run this way. Come on.
He's not coming.
Come on. Where are you?
Butthole tag.
All right. Let's just get on the plane. I guess I'll have to save himself.